This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, really appreciate the support we've gotten for the Bob Rose Golf Scramble that goes to benefit the Arc of Alachua County and the great work they do with the developmentally disabled. It's the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble, Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson on 97.3 The Sky. And I just want to thank everybody. Thanks for your support. Thanks for the volunteers that are coming out. And if you've ever done anything on behalf of Arc, thank you. You know what an awesome cause it is. So I'm looking forward to it. And Hawkstone Golf and Country Club, I know, is always in pristine condition. So we're looking forward to a good time for an excellent cause. Thanks again.
And we always order in great weather, too, for that event. We bring that in special for that event.
Yes.
And hopefully they will deliver again this year.
You just got to pay the ChatGPT weather machine.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it knows exactly the kind of weather we want. A dry.
It knows everything.
Mostly sunny conditions.
Little breeze, very slight
high
breeze.
High of 82.
Oh, really? That warm? You get a warm up?
Why not?
Well, I guess so.
It's cooler in the shade. Where I'll be.
The truth comes out.
Well, I don't get to golf, so I might as well make myself comfy.
Good point.
Pam Bondi says that she is threatening prosecution, depending on DOJ's findings. If it's fraud, if it's not, if this money, these monies were not going to where you said they were, even if where you said they were going was stupid to begin with, and it still didn't go to the stupid stuff, you're going to be in trouble with her.
Wow.
Yes, you are. Okay. And there was a guest on Joe Rogan's podcast, and apparently, this guy worked in the Obama administration, and he said, oh, yeah, that USAID, that was really the mechanism. They sent all this money to all kinds of places, or said they were sending it to all kinds of places, but really it was going to the Cayman Islands, and then from there, it was getting used and redistributed for, you know, building up rent-a mobs, for using Twitter handles that were, what do you call them, copies of regular accounts, clones, and all kinds of disruptions and the downfall of governments. Remember the Arab Spring? It's all tied in together. You got enough money, you pay enough people, you get the rent-a-mob, you do the social media blitz, you get people to subscribe under saying it's sports or funny or it's weather or it's hurricane warnings, but then you slowly start to introduce the political stuff on there. You know, this is thought out. These are long-term plans. And if Pam Bondi really does some digging, I think she'll find it goes all the way to Obama.
Well, I think just the fact that they were told, even if it looks questionable, just send them the money. What kind of a program runs that way that's going to be legit?
Something
Seriously?
That is definitely crooked. That's
yeah.
what.
Yeah.
yeah, no matter what. Yeah. Well, but my job is actually seeing which one of these, you know, causes is verifiable and et cetera, et cetera. No, I know. Just stamp it.
Yeah, that's yep. messed up.
The settlement of Maryland came on this day. In 1634.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
1634, and it will all be dismantled Thursday night at 7:39.
Oh.
When the Florida Gators face Maryland, the Terrapins, and we just take those turtles and make turtle stew out of them.
Sometimes he's a little dramatic.
You think?
Just a little bit.
I think I found my calling.
I think so. I think you're on it.
All right. So, yeah, that was my long way of saying Gators taking on Maryland, Sweet 16. Go Gators!
I mean, come on. A Gator and a Terrapin. Really? I mean, there's no question who's going to win. I mean,
well,
you want to be
a
Terrapin if there's a Gator chomping on you? Come on.
But no. What's the lesson there?
I don't think so.
The turtle, long, slow, determined, beat the hare. The pizza hair could beat a...
This isn't a race.
A gator.
This is about chomping with big teeth.
It's about chomping.
Uh-huh.
That's right. All right. What else we got going on? Oh, Kansas City Chiefs are going to the White House. I'm like, what? Did I just dream that the Philadelphia Eagles won?
Yeah, it was like who shot J.R.?
Yeah.
It was all a dream.
And it's like the yeah. Kansas City Chiefs are going to the White House. I go, get out of here.
Yeah.
I guess this is a make good, though, from 2020.
It is.
When the Chiefs, actually won. Whatever. And trying to make everybody happy, I guess. But, as long as it doesn't interfere with the Philadelphia Eagles and their visit to the Trump White House. All right. We've got the FBI apparently working diligently to redact a bunch of documents. They want to try to release these Epstein documents in a few days, they're saying. And it sounds like they've been working overtime and redacting things from it. But they're already reporting that it's if there's I don't know if we're ever going to get anything real and substantial, I guess, basically, is what it comes down to. Unfortunately, so many of these things, you know, we never really get the whole true story. I guess, and maybe because it impacts people in extremely powerful positions, right? Yeah, the whole Benghazi thing. Yeah, people have already forgotten about it. Think about it. A Secretary of State, Americans are dead, and when she's asked about it, she says, at this point, what difference does it make? Can you imagine that? That did happen. Those men did die, and they didn't have to. And we never got to the root of what all was really going on in Benghazi. We never really did. But we know that Hillary Clinton said that. At this point, what difference does it make?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that will always...
So tacky.
That will resonate with me forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. I don't think that Mike Waltz should be fired. He's the National Security Advisor. And this whole event that occurred... So they're using this Signal app to communicate at the highest levels of our government to coordinate some attacks against the Houthis in Yemen. And apparently in the mix was a guy who works for the Atlantic, and how he ended up on that call. We call it a call for... It's just the easiest way to do it.
It's a chat, but
it's like, you know, typed out, yep. Right? Okay. President Donald Trump is not planning to fire National Security Advisor Mike Waltz in the wake of the Atlantic's reporting of an apparent national security breach. A source close to the president told Fox News that Waltz's job is safe. He is not on the chopping block. Fox News has told Waltz has no plans to resign and is sticking to his schedule Tuesday. He will be talking to his Russian counterpart about a Black Sea ceasefire deal and has plans to speak to Trump, as usual, later today. Waltz also telling colleagues that he has never met or talked to the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, Jeffrey Goldberg. So, how did he end up on that message chain?
Because if he didn't have him on his personal list or his card, who did?
We have a mole?
Ooh.
And you need to have that mole removed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or was it just kind of a leftover from a previous administration and an IT error?
But if it's still there, did it just get accidentally clicked on? Like when we do an email and you accidentally add somebody and it's because they were left over?
Yeah, well.
Was it that simple or was it more nefarious?
Exactly. We'll try to find out. We want to be the truth tellers, but first we have to get the truth.
Yeah.
It is 9:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. I want to go outside and play. Mom!
It looks nice out there.
Yeah.
Can you wait about, 39 minutes or so?
Yeah, if I don't have some homework.
Oh, I hated homework.
Well, The homework I'm talking about, we usually get paid for. So
that's true.
Can't complain too loudly.
There's that.
It is all good. Life is good. The weather is fantastic. Thank you for listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And it is 9:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Great story. $4 trillion maybe in totality of folks moving back to the U.S., making investments in the U.S., including a recently announced Hyundai operation that they're going to expand on, and they're going to build a steel mill in Louisiana. None of these things, well, I shouldn't say none of them, but most of these things would not be occurring if it wasn't under Trump and if there wasn't the tariff. You know, you could call it the tariff threat, but it's more of an inducement. Inducement to do business here.
That is a much nicer way. And the reality is it does work. We've seen it work. And the fact is it's working again. So that's good news.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm sorry I can't read your writing.
I know. I thought maybe one word would prompt
rally.
You. Yes.
Market rally?
No, Saturday, 9 to noon.
Oh, I never considered that. You're right. I guess it is a rally.
It is. It's a Trump, Elon Musk rally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Support Trump and Musk event, and we're going to be a part of it. Oh, Greg's going to be out there. I'm going to be out there. I'm going to wear my red, white, and blue Speedo. No.
Oh, no, no, I want people to show up.
I want people to come, so no. I'm not doing that.
Thank you.
It is. It is Saturday morning, 9 to noon. It's going to be perfect. It's on North Main Street. It is the Tesla Service Center that is located there. And I don't know that we have the ability to be like actually on their property.
It's not in conjunction with them. We're just standing for Elon and Trump. So
correct. Waving flags and saying, go Trump, go Musk, and, support our patriots, et cetera, et cetera. So
absolutely.
If you want to join us, come on by.
We'll be there.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. That'll be a good time.
I think so.
Still, just a reminder of how, we need to really appreciate this country. While others may always look at it in a negative light and try to tear it down, we're here to help make America great again.
And we know you've still got those flags from the last, election cycle, so bring them on out.
British television presenter Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, why do they call him British television presenter?
Yes, what's
that show? Gears, the Top Gear?
Top Gear was what he did for years. He was on,
That's what he's known for.
Yeah.
Or does he have other things that are known to Americans. Well, I'm sure he does British stuff.
He hasn't been on that show for a while. It's a whole new cast, a whole new production, the whole bit. But, yeah. But presenter, yeah, they use that, I think, for radio and TV over there. They talk a little funny.
You know, him and Elon Musk, I guess, they weren't buddies.
Mm.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know how much or not much a fan Jeremy was of the Tesla, per se. But, you know, he's a gearhead. But I don't know.
Here's what it says here, okay, according to Breitbart. Jeremy Clarkson has rekindled his longstanding feud with billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk, focusing on the fact that the eco-hippies and other deluded fools who bought Tesla EVs have now turned on the man they once idolized. In his latest Sunday Times column, Jeremy Clarkson, the former host of the wildly popular car show's Top Gear and the Grand Tour, took aim at Elon Musk, reigniting a feud that dates back to 2008 when Clarkson gave a critical review of a Tesla Roadster on the program. The conflict between the two personalities has resurfaced amidst the growing climate of domestic terrorism as leftist lunatics firebomb and vandalize Tesla facilities and vehicles. Clarkson's article highlights the irony of the situation, as many of those now vandalizing Teslas were once ardent supporters of Musk and his mission to promote electric vehicles and combat climate change. Yeah. So apparently those two didn't necessarily see eye to eye.
Right.
And it is. I mean, he could point out the ironies. It is. Musk was a hero.
Oh,
a hero to, especially to the left, and you know his innovations and all that he brought in the Tesla vehicle. Yeah, they went gaga over him. But man, you just move one inch toward Trump, toward helping to make our government more efficient, effective, and do away with waste and fraud. How could you? How and where in the world could you possibly be against that? Right? Yeah, I get it if they're cutting a bunch of very, very necessary jobs from some very hardworking people. Yeah, that would be wrong. I agree with you. If that's what indeed is taking place, we don't have evidence of that. We don't have evidence of that. But how can you be against cutting waste in front? It's our money.
Yeah.
And we're in a huge fiscal hole. What are we, $37 trillion in debt? Yeah. Something's got to give. I understand some of the lefties in power, why they don't like it, because it's going to take away their little gravy train. And also them being able to funnel money into movements and agendas politically that they're about and not even going to the causes that they say they are. I'm sure more will come out on that, definitely. It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts. Start thinking about that. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Pump it up. 9:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Gators playing Thursday night. Sweet 16 taking on Maryland. That is in San Francisco, but it's 7:39 game time, our time, Eastern Daylight Savings Time, whatever we're under right now. Whew, what a day. The big signal issue. That's the app that apparently everybody in D.C. uses, okay? I am tired of apps. I'm over it, man.
Oh, I know.
Why? Why, yes. Oh, why? Anyway, this is something a lot of them use. You got end-to-end encryption. This is what was used when high-level folks in the Trump administration were talking about things like, you know, war and destroying Houthis and things like that. But there was a guy that actually evidently was, I don't know, put on the list that is like the editor of the Atlantic magazine.
In other words, the worst possible people you could have in that chat.
Yeah. So my initial thought was this is kind of a leftover, a vestige from a previous administration and the infrastructure that was in there. But then it said, I think it was probably somebody that was helping out Mike Waltz, could have something to do with that number getting in there. I'm sure that they're working feverishly to find out the deal is, because there is no chance that this just was a fluke. No way, no how.
Well, and even Walt says, look, I don't know the guy, never met him. So, yeah, either somebody else did it or it was a fat fingers moment when you're physically adding people.
No, no fat fingers.
No fat fingers.
Absolutely
here?
Not.
So,
no.
Staffer. Staffer doing it.
It's either a kind of a weird leftover thing.
Yeah. But leftover, it has to still get put in there.
Yes.
Just like when we're doing an email. You've got to click, okay, I want Bob on this. I want Nick on this.
I don't know
who's Jane. I don't know who Jane is.
I don't know what possible shortcuts that they may have. I don't know. But I would say I would go with the assistant or somebody like that getting that number in there.
On purpose or
No.
Oh, not even an accident.
Well, okay. Could be told it was somebody else, because here's the deal. We mentioned all the high-profile people that are on the list, you know, Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense and all that. But many of their staffers are part of that also.
Right.
And they might not be in the same location, hence they would be included in the call using a different number. So you could have labeled it, you know, hey, that's a Joe Scaboli. He works for Pete Hegseth. You know, he needs to be connected on this. And the list is given to somebody who doesn't know any better. They just punch in the numbers.
Although they, on the list that they are officially saying, it seems like it's just them. It doesn't seem like there's a second tier at all.
I've read that in...
I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, no. After you read like 12 articles on something, it's like, yeah, I saw that somewhere, but does that mean that's the absolute truth?
And are we getting the, you know, there's a little partiality in some of the sources that we see, to say the least.
I'll tell you where I got it. I got it from Eric Erickson, I believe.
Okay. All right.
And he talks about...
He's usually pretty good.
Yeah, he said, it's impossible to have a conversation in Washington these days without using Signal. He says, I hate the app. It's just one more messaging app that must be checked, et cetera, et cetera. And he said the members of the Trump administration, they saw rogue embedded progressives leaking classified information, and even now has seen ICE raid information leak. We get all that. But I was trying to figure out who else was on that. He says everyone in Washington has Signal, apparently. Government officials use it, reporters, politicians. Hillary Clinton used an insecure email server. Everyone else just uses Signal, which at least is end-to-end encrypted.
Right.
All right. Maybe it wasn't in his article about having more than just those names on the list. Yeah, I'll have to look for it. But I'm sure that, you know, as the news cycle moves forward, by later on this afternoon or evening, I would think we have some definitive information. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Jerry are on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I agree with you 100%. I believe it was a staffer that probably inadvertently put it in. My concern is, though, the medium in which this very, very sensitive talk was disclosed. Normally that's done in a SCIF, which is a secret compartmented information facility, which is no electronic devices are allowed. I mean, when you have some live action specific targets and names, I don't think that they were right in, as I know how secret information is handled, having had those types of clearances, that should have been the medium, especially, I mean, what is this reporter's clearance that he has access to Signal? I'm sure it's not TSSEI. And so therefore, these gentlemen to be talking or communicating in that realm, I think has is very suspect. I think the Trump administration needs to take ownership of it, to take the bite out of what the Democrats are going to do to them, get their arms around it, and then propose a solution. And I think the story will be muted a lot. But if they go deny, counter-accuse, and blame the Atlantic article, I think that's not the right way to do it. I think they should just take ownership of it, move forward, and say that this is the corrective solutions they're putting in place.
Agree with you. Agree 100%. Yeah. It's exactly what they should do. Here's what Caroline Levitt said. All right. Now, the statement was pre-prepared, of course, but it came out today. Jeffrey Goldberg is well known for his sensationalist spin. Before offering three facts about his latest story, Levitt said no war plans were discussed. No classified material was sent to the thread, and then the White House counsel's office has provided guidance on a number of different platforms for the president's top officials to communicate as safely and efficiently as possible. So they're looking into how Goldberg's number was inadvertently added to the thread. Thanks to the strong and decisive leadership, President Trump and everyone in the group, the Houthi strikes were successful and effective. Terrorists were killed, and that's what matters most to President Trump. All right, and a senior White House official revealed to Fox News how Goldberg might have been added to the signal text chain with cabinet members. Even though the official said he had never met with or had never spoken to Goldberg, somehow his number was added to one of the members of the list. The senior official said, noting that signal is allowed in multiple agencies, it appears that Goldberg's number was added to a contact card by one of Trump administration staffers. All right. The chat had cabinet officials plus some of the officials' staffers. So some staffers were also on that call, not just, you know, the people that have titles. And that comes from Caroline Levitt, who usually has her ducks in a row.
She's sharp. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you wonder, was it a name that was close that just got clicked on, you know? Somebody with a similar name, wrong one. I don't know.
I think it was fed to her by somebody who had a nefarious purpose. Yeah, undermining Trump every chance they get.
There's no doubt about that.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, am I to understand that the guy that got the invite that wasn't supposed to used to be some kind of Biden appointee?
No, he's a so-called journalist, writes for the Atlantic.
But he's a lefty leaner?
Oh, yeah, he's a Trump hater, through and through.
Big time.
Right, so is it possible that on some level that this was done on purpose to conduct some type of sting operation, limit the actual information they talk about, and then see what this guy does later? It's just another angle. You were looking for angles. There's one for you. God bless America.
God bless you. Actually, I have to say, based on what I've read so far, this guy Goldberg actually behaved like a patriot with the information. He didn't try to share it. He didn't put anything, any operation in jeopardy. So for right now, I'm going to give him credit for, you know, dealing with that information, at least in a non-dangerous way. So until we find, which tells you that this may not have been truly coordinated effort. It was just a, how can we hurt Trump? Mm-hmm. Hey, I still have Goldberg's number from the Atlantic.
Let's drop that in.
What do you
happens.
See if we can get that on the list and see if we can't get some fireworks out of that? And there's people like that. Oh, you got to work every day to get the moles out.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. It is 9:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up next, it's your turn. We need things that make you smile. We'd like some upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now with things that make you smile, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Yeah, baby. Show off those pearly whites. Time now for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in right now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Terry. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning. Just let you know I got my tickets for the 6th annual appreciation to Soldiers Freedom Outdoor, and I got my AC fixed in my 1970 GTO in time for the summer.
Ooh. Oh, GTO. What did he say, 1970?
Yeah.
GTO?
Yeah, that's what
he
said.
Wow, what's he got, 389?
Causing people to be jealous. You know, you're not supposed to make people jealous. I think there's a scripture about that.
Is it three deuces and a four-speed and a 389?
He's making up numbers? I don't know.
No, it's from a song.
Oh.
Metal Little GTO.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
You're killing me.
Yeah.
You know what GTO stands for? Get turned on. That's what I learned in seventh grade.
Well, I'm sure it was right. Mm-hmm.
You hit that accelerator? That doesn't turn you on?
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Three deuces. Three two-barrel carbs.
Just you can hear the fuel getting sucked in.
Yeah. Good morning, Mike. What's making you smile?
You guys are hilarious. What makes me smile is listening to my favorite radio station. It's got to be the best in the whole United States. But what really turned me on today is my second cup of coffee. You guys have a great day.
Oh, the good Lord blesses us with the gift of coffee, does he? Does
second,
he not?
Second cup. I've had a cup before I get here. And then I got this whole big mug thing that I go through.
Your mug's not as big as mine.
Bragger.
Just saying. And mine's even better because I have a gator tattooed on it.
Mm.
Don't try that at
Ouch.
Home. 877-975-9825. Last chance to get in for things that make you smile. Brought to you by our friends at Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob and Greg, what's making me smile is, first of all, this Saturday event at Tesla, which I hope I can get down there. It's about a 45-mile drive. But the weather is perfect, and all the flora and fauna are out. There's the whole deer and the Siamese cat, and there's the little green anole lizards where they do push-ups on the patio, and they flare up their little red throat thing. So it's just nice to be out here in the forest. Another great, perfect weather day.
You know, I like that he's acknowledging the green anoles, the ones that belong here, because they've been kind of getting pushed out.
But you know, when them lizards are sticking that throat thing out at you, it means they like you.
Oh, well, they're flirting. They're looking for a girlfriend. So, Mark, be careful.
Beware of the lizards.
They're looking for a girlfriend.
Beware of them lizards. They're slithering everywhere.
Yes, they are.
He's worried about a 40-mile drive. I do it every day, to and from work, pal. So we'll see you there on Saturday. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The CDC is warning dengue fever is on the rise. Spring and summer notoriously are bad months for it, but they're seeing rise faster than normal. Could it be unfettered mass immigration have anything to do with it spreading? And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. See ya!